This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار ثم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters in Islam, جبير بن مطعم رضي الله عنه narrates something. And it is very important that we pay attention to this narration, and more important that we learn its lesson. Jubayr ibn Mut'im radiyallahu anhu, he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day and he asked him a question. He said, Ya Rasulullah, ayyul buldani shar? He said to him, O Messenger of Allah, which land is the worst? What is the worst land? Now, I stop here and I say something. If you are asked this question, if someone came to you and said to you, what is the worst land on earth? How many would be quick to answer? Many would give an answer from whatever they think is the worst land. Let's see what the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jubair. He said to him, La adri. I don't know. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ When Jibreel came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال يا جبريل أي البلدان شر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم asked جبريل he said to him يا جبريل what is the worst land from the entire globe what's the worst land so جبريل said لا أدري I don't know حتى أسأل ربي I don't know until I go and ask my Lord so جبريل went ثم مكث ما شاء الله أن يمكث والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم remained with the same answer that he had لا أدري I don't know until جبريل went to Allah عز وجل and asked him and came back then جبريل said يا محمد إنك سألتني أي البلدان شر you asked me what is the worst land and I said to you لا أدري I said to you I don't know وإني سألت ربي and I asked my Lord This question, أيُّ الْبُلْدَانِ أَشَرُّ I asked my Lord, what is the worst land? And Allah Azza wa Jal said, أَسْوَاقُهَا It's marketplaces. The idea is that what happens on the marketplace is what makes the marketplace the worst land of lying, cheating, deception, the opposite genders looking at each other, fraud, shortchanging others, the corruption that happens, that's why it is the worst land. But the idea is, Look at the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For a question you and I would think is as simple as whatever. Anyone could answer it. What's the worst land? Let me have a crack and answer the way I like to answer. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, La adri, I don't know. Jibreel is saying, I don't know. How many are answering questions that are tougher than this question without knowledge? My brothers and sisters in Islam, My khutbah today is to discuss with you a major, severe crime that is happening on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. And this crime that I'm going to share with you, it is worse than a shirku billah. Rather, ulama, rahimahumullah, they say it is the essence. It is the root cause of why shirk is widespread. And unfortunately, many Muslim brothers and sisters fall into this major crime and in this major sin. And this is al-qawlu ala Allahi bighayri ilm, speaking on behalf of Allah Azza wa Jal without knowledge. My brothers and sisters in Islam, there is an ayah in Surah Al-A'raf in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists a number of things that He has prohibited. And these matters that He listed, and I will read to you the ayah, have been prohibited from the beginning of time, from Adam alayhi salam's time. Every single prophet that came to their people would say to them that our Lord Allah has prohibited 1, 2, 3. And this ayah lists them from the lowest type of sin to the highest type of sin. And lowest doesn't mean yani go and commit it. Look, even it's huge. We say it low, but because that's the arrangement. Allah Azza wa Jalla will mention what is less of a crime to what is more severe of a crime. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Five crimes were mentioned. The least of them was that Allah Azza wa Jalla has prohibited upon mankind immoralities, the apparent immoralities, shamelessness, vulgar actions and deeds, and those that are concealed of envy and jealousy and whatever it is that is in the heart. That's the first. More severe than that is al-ithm, all types of sins. More severe than that is wal-baghya bi-ghayri al-haq, oppression, oppressing others without right. Higher than this, وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا. To associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah Azza wa Jal never revealed anything about worshipping others besides Him. And higher than a shirk, وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And that you speak on behalf of Allah that which you have no knowledge about. A person who speaks on behalf of Allah Azza wa Jal is a person that is worse than the mushrik, because this is a person who put himself in the position of Allah and began to reveal to mankind. And this was the root cause of a shirk. Why do people worship other than Allah? Because a misguided person appointed himself as a Lord and said to the people, this is permissible and this is fine. Therefore, it was the root cause of a shirk. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the one who speaks on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge is cursed on the tongue of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir radiallahu anhu, he narrates, he says that we were on a journey and we were companions on a journey, and one of us, one of our friends, he was lacerated in his head because of a rock. Some rock came onto his head and there was a cut, there was a slash in his head. So he slept that night. He woke up the next morning, ala junub. He was upon janaba. Now he requires to perform ghusl. So he came to the companions and he said to them, هَلْ تَجِدُونَ لِي رُخْصَةً فِي التَّيَمُّمِ. Can you find for me, can you give me a fatwa, O companions, that I have a concession to go and do tayammum instead of going to the water and do ghusl? Because the weather was cold and so on. So they said to him, مَا نَجِدُ لَكَ رُخْصَةً وَأَنْتَ تَقْدِرُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. They said to him, we don't find a concession for you. Since water is here and you're able to do ghusl, then you're supposed to do ghusl in the water. So he went into the water to make ghusl, famat. He died. So when they went back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they informed him of the situation, he said, قَتَلُوهُ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهِ. They killed him, may Allah curse them. The one who speaks without knowledge is cursed on the tongue of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا سَأَلُوا إِذْ لَمْ يَعْلَمُوا. Why didn't they ask when they had no knowledge? فَإِنَّ شِفَاءَ الْعِيِّ السُّؤَالِ. The cure for ignorance is knowledge. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likened ignorance to a sickness. And its only cure is pure, authentic knowledge. And knowledge is what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. This is what knowledge is. This is a huge crime. To speak without knowledge is a huge crime. How many have fallen into something like this? Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. The believer and every of mankind, There are two angels, one on the left and one on the right. Allah Azza wa Jal describes them as raqib. Raqib, a watcher. It comes from the word raqaba. Raqaba means a neck. Like someone has his hand on your neck and he can see and observe what you're doing. Raqib. And atid, atid meaning mu'tad. He is prepared to write every word and every action that comes out of you. Whether you intend it or not, it's written. This is a huge matter. The one who speaks on behalf of Allah Azza wa Jal without knowledge is an arrogant person. Allah Azza wa Jal confirms arrogance for this person. And on the day of judgment, he'll find his face blackened. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ وُجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةِ. On the day of judgment, you will see that those who spoke on behalf of Allah without knowledge, those who fabricated lies against Allah, from those who said that Allah has a child, to those who spoke halal and haram with no knowledge, all of this is in the same category. You will see them and their face will be black on the day of judgment. أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًا لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, isn't there enough of residence and abode and a resting place for those who are arrogant? Then the idea is that speaking on behalf of Allah without knowledge is arrogance. That's how the ayah concluded. It is arrogance. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah An-Nahl, he says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal forbids the believers. If you're indeed a believer, you listen attentively to the ayah and you follow Allah's instructions. Allah Azza wa Jal says, do not falsely declare with your tongue, fabricating lies against Allah, saying, هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ. Do not say this is halal and this is haram without knowledge. If you want to say halal and haram, you do so with knowledge. You must do so only with knowledge and nothing else. Allah Azza wa Jal says, لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Those who fabricate lies against Allah shall not see success. Not in this life, not in the grave, not in the afterlife. Destruction and ruin upon more destruction and ruin. Allah Azza wa Jal, then he says, مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ. Ah, even this is why people speak on behalf of Allah without knowledge. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ. Those who fabricate lies against Allah, all they receive is mata' qaleel, a short and a brief worldly enjoyment. This is it. Those who speak on behalf of Allah without knowledge, they seek an enjoyment from this worldly life. They seek a position. They seek fame. They seek followers, right? Because today this is what we have, the social media. So they come out, they speak on behalf of Allah, they have knowledge, they don't have knowledge. All they want is the attention. Invite me, put me on a platform, raise me, ask me the questions, I'll answer you, pay me, give me that fame, give me that attention. Mata'un qaleel. Allah Azza wa Jal says, then says, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And in the afterlife, there is painful, tormentful punishment. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the one who speaks on behalf of Allah Azza wa Jal without knowledge is no doubt a follower of the shaitan. And he aids and supports the shaitan in his mission against mankind. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. For verily the shaitan is a clear enemy to you. Is there anyone clearer than a shaitan as an enemy to us? Allah Azza wa Jal has informed us many times over, he's a clear enemy to you. طيب, what does he want? What does the shaitan want? Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ. He commands you and reels you and lures you into as-su' wal-fahsha', into immoral, shameless, evil deeds, into al-haram. And what's the greatest haram he wants you to fall into? وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And it is a shaitan who wants you to speak on behalf of Allah without knowledge. It is a shaitan. And so how many people are followers of a shaitan and support a shaitan in his agenda against mankind? You see, why was speaking against Allah without knowledge a huge crime? Why? Because this is how a shaitan will deceive mankind. The most beloved to a shaitan is the one who will appoint himself as an imam to the people and speak to them without knowledge. Because if he's got him on board and he's trained him, and a person speaks on Allah, on behalf of Allah without knowledge, that's it. Everyone's misguided now. Everyone becomes deviated. People follow al-bid'ah. People follow misguidance, innovations, and he's got them all in hellfire with him. For this is why it was a major crime. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, لِيَسْأَلَ الصَّادِقِينَ عَنْ صِدْقِهِمْ. Can you imagine this? On the day of judgment, the one who spoke the truth will be questioned about his truth. The one who spoke the truth will be questioned about his honesty. Imagine then the one who lied. If you spoke a word of truth, you'll be questioned about it. Then imagine speaking a lie. Then worse than this, a lie against Allah. This is a severe matter, a huge crime in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that the judges are of three types: a judge, a person who issues a fatwa to the people and enforces it. This is what a judge is. They are three types. One goes to the paradise, two go to the hellfire. The one who goes to the paradise is the judge who rules with knowledge. That he goes to the paradise. The second one is a judge who had knowledge but ruled contrary to the true knowledge he had. He goes to the hellfire. Known, obviously it's known why, because he has knowledge and he didn't give it to the people. He held back and he gave them lies. And the third person is a judge who ruled without knowledge. He goes to the hellfire. But the second person, we know why he goes to the hellfire. Because he had authentic knowledge and he didn't give it. He gave contrary to what he knew. He goes to the fire. We know why. But why did Tada, the third one, our brother, the last one, why did he go to the hellfire? Let's say he ruled and he spoke something correct. He still goes to the hellfire. It is not a matter of whether your fatwa was right, your halal and haram was right or not. It is the fact that he spoke about Allah and on behalf of Allah without knowledge. And there are some people like this. He comes, he asks a question. He says, the other day I was asked 1, 2, 3 and I said so and so. What's the answer? Then if the answer is in line with what he said, yeah, alhamdulillah, that's what I said. This doesn't save you. Such a person is in the fire. Such a person spoke on behalf of Allah without knowledge. A deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is not a deen of guessing. You guess, Allah, it was right. Sheikh told me it's right. Alhamdulillah, it's good. La. Such a person has brought himself into danger and spoken on behalf of Allah Azza wa Jal without knowledge. And the final matter I share with you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, look at the attitude of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I told you the beginning of the hadith in where he said, La adri, to a simple question you and I would think is simple. Look at this, and this is the reason for why Surah Al-Kahf came down. There were two from the mushrikeen, Uqba and Nadr. They were in Mecca, so they decided to go to Al-Madina. And they went and visited the Jews. And they said, O Jewish people, we have a man among us claiming to be a prophet. And you people are the people of the book. Give us some questions we can test him. Give us questions that we can ask him that only a prophet can answer and no one else. So they said, yes, good. Go and ask him about young men that existed in ancient times. This is the people of the cave. They had an interesting story. Ask him about them. And ask him about رجل طواف في الأرض. Ask him about a man who traveled the entire globe from its east to its west. And let him inform you something about his news. And ask him about الروح. Ask him, what is الروح? So they came back to Quraysh. They came back to Mecca. They came back to their people. They said, we got three interesting questions. So they went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said to him, if indeed you're a messenger of Allah, we have questions for you. They gave him the three questions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'll inform you tomorrow. Shuf, I'll inform you tomorrow. Tomorrow came and Allah Azza wa Jal did not reveal anything to him. No knowledge came down. Second day came, third day came, 15th day came. Quraysh now is all shaking and they are all happy and excited. Allahu Akbar, he claimed to be a messenger. He cannot even answer our questions. Shuf, al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wouldn't you assume that he's just going to make something up just so that he can get them to Islam? La, al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never ever speak on behalf of Allah without knowledge. Absolutely. So he waited until 15th day. Then al-Wahi came down. Then Surah Al-Kahf came down. And the story of the people of the cave came down. And the story of Dhul-Qarnayn came down. And something of the knowledge of al-Ruh came down. And then Allah Azza wa Jal reprimanded the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for not saying to Quraysh, I will bring you an answer tomorrow, insha'Allah. And so that's why in the surah there was, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Never say for something you're going to do tomorrow, that you're going to do it without saying insha'Allah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not even answer them, and Allah Azza wa Jal yet still teaches him a lesson. Say insha'Allah with that. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this was the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had knowledge, yet he only spoke what he knows. And you know, today we know of many people that have memorized the Quran. But these are people that haven't studied the rulings of Islam, والفقه والسيرة والعقيدة and so on. But they've memorized the Quran. And when they are asked a question in deen, and they have no knowledge, they say Allahu A'lam. These are people that have memorized the Quran. They will say Allahu A'lam. Then imagine a person who doesn't even know how to read the Quran. And he's answering the people, saying to them, this is halal and this is haram and this is wajib and makruh and so on. Indeed, this is a disaster. And people come and say to you, I heard from TikTok, someone saying 1, 2, 3. And he based his entire deen and guidance on some ignorant person that is found on TikTok. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Ulama, rahimahumullah, they would say, إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينَ فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُوا دِينَكُمْ. That this religion, this knowledge is religion. So look, be careful from who you take your knowledge. What is the solution in this matter? Listen, this is a narration in Sahih al-Bukhari. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud gives us a beautiful solution to this problem. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya ayyuhal nas, O mankind, man alima shay'an falyaqul bihi. If you know something, then say, preach it. You're encouraged, go ahead. If you have knowledge about a specific matter, go and preach it, no problems. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْلَمْ فَلْيَقُلْ أَلَّهُ أَعْلَمْ. And if you do not have knowledge concerning a matter, say Allahu A'lam. Allah knows. فَإِنَّ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ أَنْ يَقُولَ لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمْ أَلَّهُ أَعْلَمْ. Ibn Mas'ud says, it is knowledge to say Allahu A'lam for matters you have no knowledge about. This is knowledge. And this is something that would raise you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say, I don't know, to a matter you don't know, this is knowledge. This is half of knowledge, as some of the ulama, rahimahumullah, mentioned. And you know, imagine, I give you this a scenario. Imagine someone came now new to Lakemba, to Sydney, and you wanted the direction to the airport, and you asked him, brother, direct me to the airport. And he started speaking without knowledge. Wouldn't this person be condemned in the sight of people? Wouldn't people shame him and insult him? Why are you giving such a person directions and you yourself is new to the land and you got no clue how to get to the airport? Like, imagine then the one who appoints himself, not directing people to the airport, directing them to Allah, directing to them to the guidance, directing them to the paradise and to the pleasure of Allah. You need to be careful who you take your knowledge from. Wallahi, people today will not accept to bring a plumber to his house if he's not 5-star rating on Google businesses. If he doesn't have a 5-star rating, you wouldn't bring him. You wouldn't bother calling him. And that's a plumbing job. Then imagine in your deen, you and I have a responsibility that we seek knowledge from its authentic source. Enough people saying, I heard this on TikTok. How many times do I receive this on my phone every day? Clips forwarded from TikTok and in reels, and I don't know who it is. Is this authentic? Is this true? Is this true? What did this guy say? But this person said this. Yeah, my brothers and sisters in Islam, your responsibility in today's day and age is to reject everything that comes, unless you verify it. If you're confused about a matter, do not forward. Don't forward it. Then you fall into a calamity of sharing and earning the same sin if the content is not authentic. What worse than forwarding a hadith that is fabricated, or a fatwa that is damaging and fabricated as well, and forwarding. And then some call, wala, is this food halal? Yes, I confirmed with them 100% it's halal. Who gave you the fatwa? wallah, this business, what's this business got to do with Allah and His deen? Nothing. But they said it's halal. And then a person is excited with the fatwa he received from a kafir company. This is not deen. This is not Islam. Do not appoint yourself in this position of saying to people what is halal and haram. What you receive, stop it there. If you're interested about it, then forward it to someone that can help you and direct you as to whether the content in this video is authentic or not. Afterwards, you'll find that your deen is safe and you'll be in a better position to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah azza wa jal to grant us acceptance and to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على خير البرية وأزكى البشرية محمد بن عبد الله صاحب الحوض والشفاعة فقد أمركم الله تعالى بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه وأيها بكم أيها المؤمنون فقال عز من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.